So I'm trying to kind of remember what it means when something ends with stat. And so it's a small molecule, right?
Correct.
So what kind of small molecule, and is there any toxicity?
So epacadostat, or most of the IDO inhibitors as a class, inhibit the enzyme IDO1. So it is a small molecule inhibitor of the active site in the enzyme that converts tryptophan, the amino acid, into kynurenine. And that process, it turns out, we're learning more and more, appears to be very specific to the tumor microenvironment or an interferon gamma response. So you would be concerned if you are adding checkpoints, you might get more toxicity. But it turns out that in the clinical trials to date, both for the combination of pembro and epacadostat, but also for other IDO inhibitors, there really is no suggestion of increased toxicity relative to what you would see with a PD-1 antibody alone. And we think that's because it's this interferon gamma-associated T-cell activation that's really only present in the tumor microenvironment, so that by inhibiting this enzyme, it's not really of relevance anywhere else in the body, and therefore you're not generating more systemic toxicity.
You know, just thinking about it, I hadn't thought about this before, but from your point of view, let's maybe just talk about, say, an anti-PD-1 antibody to start with, and then maybe get into these other things. Do you think that essentially all the toxicity is autoimmune, or do you think there's like some more traditional type of toxicity that you see with these agents?
Well, when thinking about toxicity in the context of checkpoint blockade, it is important to recognize that there could be two categories. There's just straight up drug toxicity,
right,
like we historically thought of for chemotherapy, but really the major toxicities we worry about are these immune-related adverse events.
So, I mean, for example, I hear about these skin changes. Do you think they're sort of a drug type of effect or autoimmune?
So dermatitis or cutaneous eruptions in the context of checkpoint blockade have actually been shown to mostly be immune-related. So you can do biopsies of the skin and see infiltration of lymphocytes, and that's commonly thought of as the most likely source. Now, whether or not there's also an aspect of just straight-up drug toxicity, I think that's a little bit of an open question. But broadly speaking, for PD-1 antibodies, that's not considered to be the major mechanism. I will note, however, that as we bring other combination partners forward, like, say, a small molecule IDO inhibitor, we will need to be cognizant of everything else that we learned about cancer drug development over the past several decades, that these drugs in and of themselves could have direct toxicities. So the one toxicity that was observed to perhaps be slightly increased with the combination of pembro plus epacadostat was dermatitis. And there, it's a kind of an open question as to whether or not that's truly an immune-related issue or a drug-specific issue. Along those same lines, there's recent data of nivolumab plus the IDO inhibitor known as BMS-986205. And in that combination, they saw a slight increase in hepatic toxicity. Again, only slight, but again, raises this question of, are there drug-specific properties or is this an immune-related adverse event? I think some of these questions are really only going to be teased out in the phase 3 trials that are starting to be launched now, where you're going to have randomized populations who either get PD-1 monotherapy or the combo, and to really try to look at both efficacy and toxicity there. But it is a wide open question. As we get combination regimens, sort of pulling apart the different toxicity profiles will be difficult between the different agents.
Yeah, and thinking about it also in terms of, for example, epacadostat, it sounds like you're saying that you don't see an obvious increase in autoimmune problems. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's correct.
So that the related question is, why do you see so many problems with anti-CTLA-4 agents like ipilimumab? What's the biology of why you see worse toxicity?
Right. So that's a really good point. And so the difference is that blockade of CTLA-4, dogmatically speaking, has been described as being a peripheral immune effect, meaning at the point of T-cell activation, CTLA-4 acts to dampen initial T-cell activation. So you get a much more global activation of the adaptive immune response in the context of CTLA-4 blockade. That's in contrast to the interferon gamma-associated tumor microenvironmental changes. So if a T-cell upregulates gamma in the tumor microenvironment and you get PD-L1 and IDO upregulated, that effect, we believe, is really only happening in the context of the tumor microenvironment, and therefore we have less of an off-target, sort of in quotes, sort of effect of peripheral immune activation.